This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. For decades now, the story of American manufacturing has been offshoring or outsourcing. Lately, some new terminologies come into vogue, though. Onshoring and insourcing, companies moving actual manufacturing production back from overseas. For the cover story of the new issue of The Atlantic, journalist Charles Fishman set out to document the economics behind that trend. Charles, good to talk with you.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
Tell me about the main example that you build your piece around. What's going on at Appliance Park in Louisville?
This is a huge appliance factory. It may be the largest appliance factory in the world. And a year ago, it was down to the lowest number of employees in 50 years. Today, GE is making dishwashers, refrigerators, washers and dryers that were literally made in Mexico or China a year ago. What GE has discovered is that you can actually now make these appliances as inexpensively or even cheaper than overseas.
You say in the piece that not only are we perhaps moving past offshoring in some context, but that in hindsight, moving all these manufacturing jobs overseas might actually have been a mistake. How's that?
10 years ago and 20 years ago, all people did was look at the labor rates in Mexico, in Asia, and see that they could hire 30 people for the cost of one person here, then they just said, great, let's go do it. And they weren't keeping track of what it costs to fly back and forth all the time, how challenging it is to manage manufacturing that isn't in your control and that isn't next door. And it turns out when you ask companies to go back and show the cost savings, they actually can't.
Now, this is a great piece, but I've heard this about the U.S. manufacturing resurgence before. And one response is, these examples are nice, better to gain jobs than to lose them, of course. But in the big scheme of things, it's a blip. We will never return to anything like the manufacturing economy we once had. What do you say?
I think it's a little bit of both. Manufacturing jobs peaked 40 years ago, and we are not going to be back in 1979 territory anytime soon. But what's interesting about what's happening now is this isn't a knee-jerk response. And so I think really smart companies that understand their products and their markets are going to bring manufacturing jobs home. That will slowly increase the manufacturing range and talent here in the U.S. And I think the slow build will mean that most of those jobs are actually sustainable.
Charles Fishman wrote the cover story for the latest Atlantic. It's called The Insourcing Boom. Charles, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.